Today's daf is daf chaf dalet. So we got to the bottom of chaf gimel amud beis. We were talking about this machlokus, the Trumas Hadeshin, whether or not when doing the Trumas Hadeshin, whether he wears all four begadim or only the two begadim. The Torah only mentions the ksonis and the mechnasayim. So do we assume that it also implies the avnet and the mitznefes, or no? Dafka those two. So the Gemara says it's really a machlokus tonight, whether he wears two begadim or all four begadim. Gemara says the last 10 lines or so of chaf gimel amud beis. Name a ketanai. Let's say this is a machlokas tanaim. Al bisaro, says the pasuk, that he wears it on the clothing. Ma tamar lomar yilbash. Why does it say he wears it? Of course you wear clothing. That word is unnecessary. So lahavi mitznefetz ve'avnet laharama divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This comes to include and to imply that he also wears the mitznefetz and the avnet, even though it's not mentioned in the Torah. He needs to wear all four begadim. That's divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Comes on Rabbi Dosa, omer lerabos bigdei kohen gadol biyoma kipurim. There's a special din that when the Kohen Gadol takes off his clothing after Yom Kippur, four of the Eved Gadim, those four Gadim, can be used by a Kohen Hedyot the rest of the year. This has nothing to do with Trumas Hadeshin at all. It has to do with the Big Day Kuna of the Kohen Gadol the rest of the year for a Kohen Hedyot. So in response to that comes along that Rebbe, yet a third Shita, Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, Shtei Tshuvos Bedavra. I've got two questions to you, Rebbe Dosa. Number one, Chada. The avnet shakoin gadol lo zehu avnet tol shakoin hedo. We saw this discussion a couple of times already. Whether or not the avnet of the kohen hedo was the same as the avnet of the kohen gadol, Rebbe assumed it was not the same. So how could you say the four begadim of the kohen gadol will be worn now by the kohen hedo? That's question number one. Question number two: Viod begadim shenishtamesh behen kedusha chamura tishtamesh behen kedusha kala. You're going to have a begadim that were worn on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kedashim, and now you're going to downgrade it to a Kohen Hedyot the rest of the year. That would be, we have a concept, Malam Kodesh V'ein Maridin. So for these two reasons, he rejects Rebbe Dosa's understanding, and he says that yet a third pshat, Rebbe, Ela Ma Tamalomer Yilbash. What do you learn from the word Yilbash? Says the Gemara in Daf Chav Dalet, Lerabos Es Hashchakim, to include the clothing that got dirty, can be worn to do the rest of the Avodah. As Rashi says in the top here, the rabbis shchakim shekshayim lechol avoda, that if they're dirty, you could still use it to perform the avoda. Will bilvachel yum kurom, as long as they're not ripped. V'hachi kamar bezvachim, that's the Gemara says. V'az the Rebbe Dosa l'tamei lo shayach hachal meimar dehakul milsa agav gra nisva. Okay, we can ignore that piece. Either way, there's a three-way machlokas. How to understand the word yobash? Does it mean to include all four begadim? Does it have nothing to do at all with the begadim? Rather, it's referring to the kohen gadol's begadim that can be worn by the kohen hedyot the rest of the year. Or is coming to tell me that dirty clothing may be worn by the Kohen Hedyot. What comes out from all this, however, is there's a machlokas when doing the Trumas Hadeshin. Does he wear all four begadim because Yobash includes all four? Or no, the two that are mentioned in the Torah, and that's it. We'll get to that in just a second, though. The Gemara just finishes off the Braisa that says, V'hinicham sham. When it came to last week's Parsha, or 2 weeks ago, rather, Achrimos, we read Achrimos, after the avod of Yom HaKippurim is performed, it says that Kohen Gadol takes off the clothing, v'nicham sham, he places them there. Where's there? So Gemara says, there's a machlok, is melame chetun geniza, you need to bury, you need to get rid of it. It cannot be used ever again. Each Kohen Gadol is unique, each big day kuna gadol is unique for each year. Rabbi Dos Omer, Ru'uyin Hain, the Kohen Hedyot, he argued and said that the Kohen Gadol's begadim may be worn by a Kohen Hedyot. So Ma Tamar Lomer V'nicham Sham. What does he do with the words V'nicham Sham? That you leave it there means Shlo Yishtamish Ben Yom HaKippurim Acha. They may not be used for another Yom Kippur, but they may be used by a Kohen Hedyot the rest of the year. So that last piece we can kind of ignore now. Our focus is on the first part of the Braisa. Does the one performing Shum Sadeshin wear all four begadim, as implied by the word Yobash, or he only wears two begadim, as the Pasuk clearly states? So that's what the Gemara says now, 4 lines down. My lav baha kemifugi, are they not arguing about as follows? Demar savar avodahi, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda in the beginning of the Braisa says, Yilbash includes all four begadim, because it's a real avoda, and requires all four begadim. Umar savar, the other opinion, Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi held, lav avodahi, it's not an avoda, and therefore they're satisfied with simply two articles of clothing, while the word Yilbash comes to teach us a separate thing. So the Gemara says, not true, lo. Dechuli alma avodahi. Everybody agrees that the Trumas Hadeshin is a real avoda, and he needs to wear all four big day kuna. The hacha b'hacha mifgid machlokas here is Mar Savar Tzricha Krali Ribuye. One held, Rabbi Yehuda felt you needed to bring a pasuk to tell us, to teach us, you need to wear all four clothing. But Mar Savar, Rabbi Dosa, and Rabbi says you don't need a drasha, Lo Tzricha Krali Ribuye. It would have been understood on its own without a drasha. Meaning, in the end of the day, they all agree you need to wear all four begotten. The question is, how do you get there? Rabbi Yehuda required a drasha to get there, and Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi did not require a drasha, but they do agree that it's an avoda and requires all four begotten. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says five narrow. Let's do actually two narrow lines down first, or three narrow lines down. Tzricha kreler buye de lo tema hani dafka ulemeimar delav avodi. From the pasuk telling me only wear two articles of clothing, don't say it's not an avoda and only these two. No, that's why you need a kra to include it. But Mar Savar, says Rashi, lo tzricha lerbuye leimir kra. You don't need a pasuk to include the other two begadim. De chayven de galiba ksones bad kodesh umichnesay kodesh. Once the Torah tells us the pants and the shirt is worn, Ashmeinan, we learn that Davodi must therefore be Navoda, Ubay Kulan. Therefore, once we know it's Navoda, the other two, the Mitznefes and Abnate, must be worn as well. So now the Gemara says the following Shiloh. So Gemara says, now that we're talking about Shumas Hadeshim, it wants to know, Boy Rabbi Avin, Shumas Hadeshim, Bekama, how much is Shumas Hadeshim? Shumas Hadeshim used to have a huge pile, a huge heap of ashes on top of the Mizbech. They didn't take down the whole thing in one shot. The Kohen, the first avoda of the day, the Kohen who wins the pious, would go up to the ramp and scoop out a little bit and go down the ramp and put it on a spot near the ramp. How much does he have to do in order to perform the mitzvah of Shumas Hadeshim? So, Bekama, do we learn from a Shumas Meiser Yafinalei and you require 1/10, if there, whatever the amount is, 10% of the ashes need to be brought down? Oh, perhaps me Shumas Midyon Yafinalei, which is a din of 1/500. It's a Echad Rashi quotes, Echad Nefesh Mechamesh Hameos. Based on the dividing of the spoils of the war, of the Chavis Midyam, it's 1/500. That was the word Truma used in that context. Is it 1/10 or is it 1/500? What's the shear of Truma Tadeshim? So Gemara says, Tashma, the Tani Rabbi Chia, Nemar Khan Veherim, Venemar Lahalan Veherim, Malahalan Bekumto, Afkan Bekumto. It uses actually a different, it's an interesting case here. Normally when you give Tutstadim, it uses one of the two options. Here it takes actually a different route. It doesn't use the option of a Meiser, does not use the option of the Midian, rather use another option of Harama by Komets, by Kemitza. The way it worked, if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains here, Tashma, that the Maharamas Komets Yafinla, we learned this from the Kemitza. What is Kemitza? When they would bring a flour offering, so the Kohen would have to scoop up with his three middle fingers, he'd scoop up flour, and he'd rub off the top with his thumb and the bottom with his pinky. Most of us usually think flour is referring to flour that's fine flour. It's actually referring to as baked or roasted or fried. It wasn't easy. The Gemara says, we'll see later in the Masechta, it was Zu'avot the Kasha Shebe Mikdash. Imagine taking a fried piece of dough, scooping it up and trying to snap off the top and the bottom with your pinky and thumb. It's a hard avoda. So that's how they did this. We'll see this later on. It's one of the hardest avodas in the base of Mikdash. They'd scoop it up. That was the harama. So Rashi explains here, the maharamas komets yafinla lo yifchos me'omed mala komets. It should not be less than the amount that could be fit into your, that could fit into your palms and the three fingers closing. That's the shear that's needed based on the gezer shava, the heirim, the heirim. Take a look at Tosis for a second on the top here. Just the first few lines we'll look at. Tosis asks, Tamali, amaylo misafka le'inami imitruma gadol yafinla. The Gemara is, you know, trying to look at different options. Is it learned from a Meiser? Is it learned from Shumas Midyan? Why don't we throw Shumas Gedola, 1/50th, as an option? So Gemara says, no, that could be an answer. It's a good suggestion. The truth is, the Yushalmi says the shear of 1/50th. The Bavli just says it's a din derabanan, but that could be a good answer. Tosa says, V'yesh lomar, mishum de Shumas Hadeshen ksiv veherim, v'chumas Meiser nami ksiv varimosam, v'chumas Midyan nami ksiv varimosa. The Lashon Haherim is used by all three contexts. The word harama is not used in the context of a chuma gadola, and that's why it can't be suggested. But Ricky said another good answer, which is that there's no shear of chuma gadola. So Gemara now says, back inside, halfway down the page here, Amarav, arba avodos zar chayv alem misa. There are four avodas that a zar, if a non-kohen performs them, he's chay misa, zrika, sprinkling the blood, haktara, offering it on the mizbeach, nisach hamayim, pouring the water on the near the ramp, a little drain during the days of Sukkot, v'nisach hayayin, which accompanied every karbon the rest of the year. Those are the four. And Levi amar af chumas hadeshin. He includes chumas hadeshin. We'll see why this is all the case. V'chein tana Levi b'masis, and the Brisa taught af chumas hadeshin. So before looking at the Gemara, why this is the four versus the five avodas, Rashi points out, he says, arba avodos, four line, four, rather halfway down, arba avodos, Afa Pisha Kulin Muzar Lein Zar. A Zar can't do any avoda, regardless of outside these four as well. However, Ein Chay Misa Ela Barba Elu. He's only Chay Misa for these four, but if he does another avoda, if he does, I don't know, Kabbalah, the Zalacha, he still gets an Iser, but there's no Chay Misa only on these four, or even the fifth one, according to Levi. So what's the reason for these limitations? Why only these are Chayv Misa? So Gemara says, my time, the Rav, what's Rav's reasoning? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, this Pasuk appears in Parshas Korach, it says, Va'atav anechat itcha, tishmeres kunaschem, you and all your children should preserve to watch over the kuna, l'chol davar mizbech, all the matters of the mizbech, ul'mibes ha'paroch, ul'mibayis l'parochas, and from the house to inside towards the parochas, towards the Kodesh Kedashin, va'avaratem avodas matana, you should do an avodas matana, et tenes kunaschem, you should give to the Kohanim, va'azar ha'karev yumas, a zar who comes close, he dies. So that's the long pasuk that we're going to be darshaning. So the Gemara says, number one, Avodas Matana. The Pasuk describes Avodas Matana, which is a Matana, rather Avodah that's giving. You're doing something, as opposed to V'lo Avodas Silik, not removing something. What's giving versus removing? Rashi says, Avodas Matana, Shata Nosin Al Mizbech. You're giving something, you're offering something. V'lo Avodas Silik, Shata Mesalki. You're removing something. Sar Me Al Mizbech, Kigon Shum Sadeshim. So since the Pasuk says Avodas Matana, the Chumta Deshim, which is Silik, which is removing, that's excluded from the Chiyam Misa according to the Shita of Rav. Furthermore, another qualification says the Gemara, again, Avodas Matana, Vlo Avodas Silik. Avadatam, the Gemara makes a Joshua, Avadatam is Lashon Avoda Tama. The word Tama, the end, Avadatam, Tesmaim, is Tomim, has to be complete, Vlo Avodas Shesha Achareh. It has to be the final act. The final act of the series of avodas. So, for example, when it comes to shechting an animal, you have a shechita, there are four avodas. There's shechita, there's kabbalah, there's halacha, and there's zrika. Only the zrika is the avoda tamah. It's the complete, it's the final act. It's the final act, but the shechita, which itself is not an avoda, but the kabbalah and the halacha have an avoda afterwards. That's not called an avoda tamah. It must be the final avoda of that seder. Look at Rashi just to point this out as well. Rashi says, avoda tamah, avoda shehi gomeres, u mismamemes es hadavar, that it completes the seder, it completes that order of avodas. V'lo sheyesh acharei avoda, not something that has something that comes afterwards, kigon shchita v'kabbalah v'halacha, sheyesh achareha zrika, that the zrika is to follow each of these. Aval zrika itself is an avoda acharona shebedam, it's the final avoda relating to the blood. V'chein haktar b'komitz mincha u'beivarm u'pedarm, also being maktir the flower, that's the final act. Or being makdir the limbs and the fats on the mizbech, that's the final avodah tama of that series of avodas. V'chein nitzach hayayin b'chol shana, v'chein amayim v'chag, also pouring the wine and pouring the water, also considered the final actions of those particular avodas. So those are the reasons of Rav. Again, it has to be avodah matana and avodah tama. So now what about Levi? How does Levi include Chumos Hadeshim? So Gemara explains, Levi, Rabbi Rachmana l'chol davar ha-mizbech. He includes, the Pasuk says, l'chol davar mizbech, what's that extra phrase, teach me? That's coming to teach me, even other matters of the mizbech, that the Chumos Hadeshim is included as well. No, that's not on the mizbech itself, on proper. It has to be dafka l'davar mizbech, on the mizbech, it seems. So it says Rashi, so rather says the Gemara further, Rav, so what does Rav do with the words l'chol davar mizbech? Hahu lasuye sheva hazal shebefnim usheva mitzora, to include that the seven sprinklings inside and that of the mitzora are also included, the zar b'chayim in this as well. Look at Rashi, first Y line in Rashi. Sheva hazal shebefnim shemazal parochas mipar helam davar upar mashiach v'shir yom ha-kippurim. These are three types of odas that you sprinkle, seven sprinklings all in the parochas. You do seven sprinklings of the oil by the mitzvah. I would have thought, this is not the mizbeach, this is the parochas. So maybe this should not be included, even though it's an avodah matana, you're giving. And even though it's an avodah tama, it's a final act, but it's not on the mizbeach. So l'hachid rabbi l'chal, tell me that parochas is included in the din. L'chal davar mizbeach is also subject to the iser. Now one can raise the question, does that mean that parochas is a certain type of mizbeach? Or no, it's not a mizbech, but there's a kasev that's chayiv nonetheless. Either way, this is included in the words l'chol davar, but does not include the chumos hadeshim. So the Gemara then responds back, Ulevi nafkalei medavar, has Levi learned that the sheva hazals of bifnim and the mitzora are included as well in the chimisa? So Levi nafkalei medavar v'chol davar. That's an extra word. It could have said in the pasuk davar mizbech. What's l'chol davar mizbech? The word l'chol is extra to include even the sheva hazals shebifnim and the mitzora according to Levi. And according to Rav, Rav Dabar v'chol Dabar lo Dar. She does not darshan the words Dabar v'chol Dabar. The interesting question the Gevurah Sari asks, he says, wait a second. How can Nisach HaMayim, we mentioned before, that Nisach HaMayim is one of the four avodas that Azar is Chai Misa. But the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Beis Amabeis tells us Nisach HaMayim can be done b'layla. So we know an avoda can only be done by Yom, not b'layla. So if the Nisach HaMayim can be performed b'layla, so then how is that considered an avoda at all? Avoda by definition must be done by Yom. So the Gevurah Sari points out that Rashi there in Tainus says that although the Gemara says the Nisach HaMayim can be done b'layla, it's referring to the she'iva. The drawing of the water from the spring was b'layla, but the pouring on the Mizbech, the avoda, was actually done by Yom. That's his understanding. That's his pshat. That's according to Rashi. But the Tosafot there writes that even the avoda can be done b'layla. Even the Nisach can be done b'layla. So Rav Meir Simcha, he writes that no, the layla is not really an indicator of avoda or not avoda. It's not really true. He says, in the end of the day, you can have an avoda done by layla. Most karbanos, most avodas are done by yom, but you can have an exception. Just because the Nisach HaMayim can be done by layla does not necessarily indicate it's not avoda, and therefore he throws out the question by the Gevurah Sari that in fact the Nisach HaMayim is an avoda, and even though it's done by layla. So Gemara asks the question according to Levi as follows. Last four lines of the Amud here, let's say, when it says l'chol davar, that's a klal, it's a very generic statement. And then it says, avoda matana, which is a prat, very specific, has to be an offering, a giving, it's a limiting. So let's suggest, klal uprat in, b'chla'im b'chla'al amasha b'prat, avodas matana in, avodas sida klal. So basis klal uprat, only an avoda matana, only a type of giving avoda should be subject to the chiyamisa. How could Levi go against his klal uprat and include even a trumas hadeshim, which is called a silik? So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, if you go on Tamar Beis now, ul mi beis la parochas va'avaltem. The word mi beis la parochas breaks us up. What that means is, il mi beis la parochas hu davoda matana v'lo avodas silik. So the drasha is, when the word davoda, the word beis la parochas is telling me that the only time you need avoda to a matana, a giving type of a matana, an offering, is only when it has to do with inside your base of parochas. Inside the Kodesh Kedoshim is where avoda's matana is a qualification, it's a requirement. But ha, b'chutz, if it was outside by the Mizbeach, afilu avoda silik, even that which removes, even Trumas Hadeshim. So Levi agrees that avoda matana is a limitation. But he says that limitation only applies to an avoda in the Kodesh Kedoshim. It does not require that on the outside of avodas. And that's why he's very comfortable saying that the Trumas Hadeshim, although it's a silik, it's considered an avoda whereby the Zar is Chayav Misa. So what's an avoda silik? So what comes out from Levi is, an avoda matana in the Kodesh Kedoshim is Chayav Misa, but a silik in the Kodesh Kedoshim is not Chai Misa. So what's a silik in Kodesh Kedoshim? So we didn't see this yet. We're going to see this in a few days from today. There's something called a tzas kafu machta. When the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he put the pan, he pour the ash, he pour the ketores over the coals, and the whole thing would fill with smoke. He'd leave it there and walk out. Later on, he'd come back to retrieve the kafu machta and take it out. That was called a silik. That silik, if a czar were to do that, would not be Chai Misa according to Levi. But a silik b'chutz, the silik of Trumas Hadeshim of the Mizbeach, would be subject to Chai Misa according to the Shita of Levi. That could be a different point, exactly. So the Gemara now says three lines down. Ihachi, that's the case. Ihachi, va'avadatem, nami, elmi beis l'paparochas, hu davoda tama, hu lavoda sheshe achare avoda. So maybe we should make the same drasha. Just like according to Levi, avoda matana was limited only kodesh kodashim, maybe avoda tama should also only be limited to that which is a kodesh kodashim. But ha, b'chutz, if it was outside, maybe afilu avoda sheisha achare avoda, it should be even that which has an avoda to follow. Meaning even the halacha and kabbal halacha should be chai misa if it was b'chutz. So Gemara says no. V'avadatem hadar arvekra. The extra letter vav comes to include it all together. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi around five lines down, narrow lines down, Rashi says, Va'avadatem hadar arva, le'inin avoda tama, shevav most of le'inin rishon. The vav comes to include to the initial conversation. Aval avodas matana lo mahader ela amibes laparoches, the lekamed lo ksibe vav. So what we're talking about here is, le'chol davar mizbeach, mizbeach is the focal point. When we mention vi'avatam, avoda tama, that vav is bringing it back to the chol davar mizbeach. Even that which is the mizbeach is subject to only avoda tama. But the word avodas matana, that has no letter vav. It's not connected to mizbeach at all. That's connected to beis haparochas. There are two different tracks here again. according to Levi. Levi says, Vavodas Tama, Vavatam, the Vav is connecting it to the Mizbeach, and the concept of Avodah Matana is connected to Kosh Kedashim. Those are two different tracks of how Levi understands this. Okay. So now the Gemara wants to know, we've discussed the Mizbeach, which is by the Azara. We discussed the Kosh Kedashim. We did discuss the Hecha. The Hecha is the middle area where the menorah is, where the Mizbeach HaKetores is, where the Shulchan is. That was not addressed. That middle area was not addressed. So now the Gemara is going to address that. So, Ba'i Rava, Avodah Siluk Behechel Mahu. So according to Levi, so we know according to Levi that in the Siluk by the Mizbeach is Chai Misa, that's Shemus Hadeshim. Siluk in Kosh Kedashim is not Chai Misa, that's the Hotas Kafa Machta. What's Levi going to hold of a Siluk in the Heichal with regards to the menorah and the Mizbeach HaPanimim? So the Gemara says, Ba'i Rava, Avodah Siluk Behechel Mahu. Lifnim Medaminale, do we compare it to Lifnim in Kosh Kedashim, which would mean Siluk would not be Chai Misa? Or do we compare it to the outside, whereby Siluk, Shumas Hadeshen, would be Chai Misa? So the Gemara says, and what is the Siluk, by the way, of the Heichal? So Rashi points out, it's referring to the removing of the Dishu Mizbech HaPanimi, the ashes of the Mizbech, the inner Mizbech, or the ashes of the menorah. So what's the din if a Zar were to do this? So Mahu. So Gemara says, Hadar Pashte, they answer the question, Rava answered the question, Hadar Pashte, Mibayis, Ul Mibayis. What's the Drasha? So Rashi says, mi bais la parochas, havli l'michtav. It should say, the bais to the parochas. The ksiv, ulimi bais la parochas. A couple extra letters there. Why? Lasas heichal, ki bais kachay kadoshim, hu pater avodas siluk. It sounds like the bais la parochas, the house, the room next to the parochas, the room next to the kosh kadoshim, has the same din as the kosh kadoshim, mainly that the siluk would be pater, just like siluk and kosh kadoshim is pater. So El Me'atav, that's the case. So that a siluk is pater. So now we have El Miata, if that's the case, that Avodah Matana and Avodah Tama is necessary to be Chai Misa in the Heichal. Zar, Shesidus HaShulchan, if he sets up the Shulchan, he plays a Lechem upon him, which is Avodah Matana, it's a giving. He's placing something on the Shulchan, he should be Lechayv, he should be Chai Misa. So Gemara says, Ika Sidur Bazichan, because after Lechem upon him are placed, then they put the Bazichan, they put the Lavona on the Bazichan, the little like Kalim on the side of the Shulchan, there's an Avodah that came afterwards, so it's not called an Avodah Tama. So then the Gemara says, okay, so then the Sidur Bazichan, the Chayiv. So when he places the Lavona on the Bazichan, that should be Chai Misa, it's Avodah Matana, it's also the final act, it's Avodah Tama, so Azar should be Chai Misa for that. Ika Silik Vaktara. So no, because afterwards, then you have to remove the Lavona and place it on the Mizbeach. So since there's another Seder afterwards, another Avoda afterwards, is not considered Avoda Tama. Okay, so there's no Chim Misa for Zar, any involvement on the Shulchan. So then the Gemara says, then Zar Shesidar, one second, right, Zar Shesidar Samenorah. The Zar sets up the menorah, he should be the Chayiv. He should be Chayiv for doing that as well. If he removes the old candles and he cleans out the ashes and then he puts in new, so shouldn't he be Chayiv? That's Avoda Tama. It's Avoda Matana as well. Ika Nesina Psila, because you have to still put the wick in. Even if you fix it and clean out the menorah, there's still an Avoda afterwards of placing the wicks in. So then he says, okay, so Nasim Psila Lachayiv. If the Zar puts in the Psila and the wicks, he should be Chayiv as well. That's an Avoda Matana. That's an Avoda Tama. Ika Nisina Shemin, you still have to pour the oil in. Okay, so Nasin Shemin Lachai. So he pours the oil in, he should be Chayiv. Ika Lacha, there's still the lighting. Then the lighting of the flame, that's still after the putting in the oil. So then the Gemara says, okay, Halakha Lachayiv. So if the Tzar lights the menorah, he should be Chayiv. Oh, there we stop. Halakha Lav Avodi. Halakha is not considered Avoda. Why is it not considered Avoda? So the way the Miri says, say the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, because the Halakha he felt was not about the Mais Halakha, but it's about the being a Dalek. We have a machlokas by the menorah, for example, of the Chana, near Chanukah. Is it the Maisa Laka, or is it the Hanacha? Is it being lit, or is it the fact that you're lighting it, the Maisa Laka? Well, that's the Hakir we have. And by the menorah, we pass from the Chanukah, it's the Maisa Laka. You need to light it in the right place. The Maisa Laka, if it goes out, even though it had enough Shemen, you're Yotz the Mitzvah. It's all about the Maisa Laka. The Chazanish tried proving from here that by the Ner, but the menorah in the base Mikdash, it's being dulla. We don't care about the mice itself. We care about it being lit. What's his raya? The Rambam says that if a person lights the vizar, lights the menorah outside, he's allowed to light the ner outside the menorah. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, how could you even have a discussion of the menorah being lit outside? It has to be in the inside, the heichal. So the Chazanish proves from there, because we don't care where it's lit. As long as it's placed in the afterwards, if a zar lights it outside, then they pick up the menorah lit and place it inside, he's accomplished the mitzvah. It must be dalak in the right spot. But the mice halakha doesn't make a difference. Based on this, that's what the Gemara means, that halakha is lav avodi, because it's not a din of the maisa, it's a din of the tatzah, a din in the result. And since it's a result-oriented, it's not considered avoda, and a zar who were to do it would not be chayim misa. That's what the Chazanish explains. So Gemara says, really, v'lo? It's not true. The halakha is not called a maisa, it's not called an avoda. Fatan, the Baraisa says, v'nasu b'nei Aaron akorin esh ha-mizbeach v'arach v'eitzim ala esh, that the Kohanim have to put a fire in the Mizbeach. So li made al-hatsasas alisa shlotei ela b'korin kasher u'michli sharis. So the din is that they always had a fire. There was always an esh tamid on the Mizbeach. But they had to fuel the flame. They had to add wood chips to it. So that those wood chips added to the flame, the hatsasas aliasa, has to be done by the Kohen and wearing his kli sharis, his big day kuna. That's a real avoda. So we see the halakha of the Mizbeach is a real avoda. So why is the halakha of the menorah not a real avoda? So the Gemara says there's a difference. Hatsasas alisa avodei, halakha lav avodei. No. Lighting the flame on the Mizbeach is called an avoda, but lighting the menorah is not called an avoda. What's the difference? Who cares? So the Miri says as follows. Lighting a flame, the flame has no mamashes to it. But when it came to the Mizbeach, they were actually taking wood chips. They were taking mamashes and throwing wood chips in it. So one had a real mamashes, the other one didn't have mamashes. So that's how Miri says that although the lighting of the flame in the Mizbeach is called an avoda, because you're taking real mamashes to it, the striking a match and putting a fire onto the menorah is not called an avoda because there is no mamashes. Either way, when it comes to the seder of the menorah, there's no avoda whereby the zar would be chayv. So the zar is not chayv in any stage of the shulchan. He's not chayv in any stage of the menorah either. So then the Gemara says, okay, so we moved on from that. Let's talk about something else. Ella, me'at, if that's the case, zar shesider es hamarocha l'chayv. If the zar organizes the marachos on top of the mizbeach, we're going to learn that 3, 4, or 5 different sections of woods and logs set up for various purposes. So the Zar sets up the wood, the logs, on the Mizbeach. He should be chayv. Mar says no, because even though he sets up the maracha for one of the bonfires, Ika Sidr Shnei Gzir Eitzim. Because in addition to having the maracha set up, you need to put 2 long pieces of wood, 2 logs on as well, so there's an avoda that comes afterwards. Okay, so then, Sidr Shnei Gzirim L'chayv, if he sets up the 2 logs, he should be chayv for that. So see the Evarm, but then afterwards, the Ika, they're still putting the limbs of the Talmud afterwards. It's not the final level of them. Gemara says, V'hamar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Does Rabbi Yochanan say, Zar, Shesidah Shnei Gzira Eitzim, is Chayiv? So we have a machlokas, whether or not setting up these 2 long pieces of wood is Chayiv Misa or not Chayiv Misa for the Zar. And the Gemara says, B'ha Pliki, that itself is a machlokas. What's a machlokas? Mar Savar Avoda Tamahi, Umar Savar Lav Avoda Tamahi. There's a machlokas. Whether that Shnei Gzir Eitzim is considered the final act or not the final act. Meaning, after you do the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, you put the 2 logs of wood on, you have to then put the Haktara of the Tamid. So do we view that the carbon Tamid is a continuation, a Hamshacha, of the setting up of the Maracha, or now the Avoda of the Tamid is completely separate Avoda now, and you've already completed the Maracha? I mean, is there any significance of setting up the Maracha without the carbon Tamid being placed on top? That's the Machlokas. So Rabbi Yochanan felt, no, setting up the Maracha itself, the Shnei Gzir Eitzim itself, that avoda was complete. Even though you're going to put on the Talmud afterwards, the Talmud is considered another series of avodas. You've completed that and would be Chai Misa for a Zar. But the other opinion felt that no, the Shnei Gzir Eitzim is just a hechsher to ultimately put the Karma Talmud afterwards, so you have not completed the avoda. It's not considered avoda Tama, in which case the Zar would not be Chai Misa on this.
So it's interesting. So you have over here like a dual track almost of avoda, of preparatory avodas. The Talmud, you have the same Shchitas, Rak, or whatever.
Very good. You have the Shechita from the perspective of the Behema, there's one track, and the perspective of the Marach, there's another track. In other words, by the Behema, you have a Shechita, you have a Kabbalah, you have a Lach and Zrika, and then here, but that's by the blood. Ah, but this is by the Akhtar, the bus or the food. So here it's, you have the Maracha, the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, and the Akhtar of the Tamid. So one animal is being split by the blood, it takes one track, and the basa takes a different track. But they don't meet the same.
But the basa over here, I guess, would still have 2 tracks, the wood and the basa.
Yeah, but it seems that the basa is not part of the shechita track. The shechita track is just the dam.
But if somebody took a regular animal and put the basa on, we said it's a tar, right? Even though it's part of, there's two concluding services. With,
correct, there's rika and aktara.
There's a aktara. Over here you almost have like another one.
Right.
You have the wood. It's 3 things happening with the Talmud, technically.
Yeah.
There's Raka, there's Rika, the Haktara.
But I don't think the Shechita connects to the Haktara of the animal, though. Even though it's necessary to get there, the Shechita's track is Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika.
The Akta. It's just its own separate.
That, I think so, I think. But it's a good point. Yeah, but that, there's no avodas in those stages. They're not considered avodas in those stages.
It's not that it's done much later.
But there's no seder avoda that we connect to that Akhtar to. It just happens. We have it.
Right.
And then, but that's part of the Mizbeh. But it's a good thought. Conceptually, what's going on here? Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah. Okay, now the Gemara says, Tani Kavasa de Rav, Tani Kavasa de Levi. There's a brayso that supports Rav, that only the four avodas we mentioned are Chayv, Misa, Ferzar, and Levi, who added the fifth one. So what are the brayos? Tani Kavasa de Rav, Avodos, Shezar, Chayv, Alem, Misa. What are the avodas that Zar is Chayv for? Zrikas Dam, Bein Lefrim, Bein Lefnai, Lefnim, whether it's on the outside, whether it's on the inside. And the Kosh Kedoshim, Hamaz Bechatas Oof, Pamimatza, I don't need to go through all the avodas right now, but either way, smearing the blood of a Chatas Oof, Mimatza, Hamakdir, Abolas Oof, and a person who throws the Olas Oof on top of the Mizbeach, these are all just examples of Avodah Matana and Avodah Tama, the final act, and it's also a giving type of avoda. Hamanasech Shlosha Lugim Mayim, Shlosha Lugim Yayim. So these are all the lists of examples. It clearly does not mention Shum Sadeshin, that's like Rav. But Tanya Kavasa DeLevi, who includes Shum Sadeshin, he says, the Avoda is Shezar Chai Valei Misa, Hameir Misadeshin, that's the big difference, Sheva Azal Shebefnim, Shebemetzora, Vamal Agabe Mizbeach, anything I put on top of the Mizbeach, Bein Davar Kasher, Bein Davar Pasel, so that's supporting the Shita of Levi. Gemara now says, Lama Mafisen, so why do we do pious? Why do we do the lotteries? What do we mean, Lama Mafisen? Kedamer, we already told you why I do a pious, so no one fights about it. Ella, lama mafisin v'chozim mafisin. The question is, why do we do it so many times? There are four payasas. Why don't you just do it one time? Do it one time. The way it worked, by the way, we didn't get to this just yet, the Mishnah talks about it in Maseches Tamid, when it came to the second pious. The first pious was Shumas Hadeshim. The second pious was whoever won the lottery, he's a shochet, he's a shchita, and the guy next to him does halacha, Kabbalah, next to him does halacha, next guy does zrika, next guy does haktara, it goes down the line. So why do you have this the final one, to have everyone go around the line, so every avodah is taken care of. But nonetheless, we do a third one, and we do a four pious, a third one's for the ketores, a fourth one, I forget exactly what the fourth one's for, but just do one pious, and then go down the line in order. So why are we doing it over and over again? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kidei Lahargish Kalazara, there should be a certain hergish, a certain feeling, a certain energy. We want there to be activity, movement. We want there to be running around going on. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk Ketilim, Asher Yachtav Namtik Sod Beveis Elokim, Nahalik Beregish, there should be a lot of movement. So what happens is, we get them together to do a pious in the morning, they split, they do their avodas. They come back again for another pious, and they split to do their avodas. They do it a third time, and do it a fourth time. There's a lot of running around back and forth. It's like a whole sports game here. We want that energy to be there based on the pasuk in Tilm, and for that reason, we repeat it over and over again. So now asks the Gemara, Bimam Mafisin, with what do they wear? What would they wear when doing the payasos? Would they come in, you know, weekday clothing, or street clothing, or would they wear the big day kuna? So this is a machlokes amarayim. Rav Nachman Amar, Bibig Dei Chol, they wear their regular weekday clothing, and if they got chosen, they go back and change and wear their Big Dei Kuna. Rav Sheishis Amar, Big Dei Kodesh, they wear their Big Dei Kodesh. Rav Nachman Amar, Big Dei Chol, why would they wear their weekday clothing? Because the Amar is Bibig Dei Kodesh, if you were to say that they have to wear the Big Dei Kodesh, unfortunately, what might happen is, Ika Bali Zero, some strong people, the Chamse would steal, Vavli, they'd say, you know what, they knock the guy over, like we saw, they fought up the ramp, and they do their Voda before anyone had a chance. So we didn't want to give anyone such an opportunity to do this, so we said, show up in your weekday clothing. And this way, whoever wins, he'll go back and get changed in the dressing room. But to have everyone show up in the Big Dei Kodesh, you might have one of these aggressive these bullies and take over their Voda. Rav Sheisha says, no, Rav Sheisha Amar, the Big Dei Kodesh. Di Amar is the Big Dei Chol, Agav Chavivusei, Mikre V'Abdim. The concern was the guy wins. He gets so excited, he runs to do the Voda, and whoops, he forgot he's still wearing his weekday clothing. That's going to be a terrible thing. So we want him to be prepared, lest he get too overzealous and do the Voda wearing Big Dei Chol. The Gevurah Sari asks a question I don't understand. How could we have all the Kohanim show up wearing their Begadim? You can't wear the Begadim unless you're doing the Voda. And it, moreover, he says that the avnate was made of shatnez. So now you're wearing shatnez clothing, which is only mutter, while doing the avoda. So you have 50 kohanim who are not doing the avoda, ready to go, and that's not allowed, because they're wearing shatnez. So what he answers is, he answers in the Shag's Aryeh, he says, no, there is an opinion of the Ravid that allows you to wear the shatnez even when we're not doing the avoda. The Ram holds the shatnez is only mutter of the avnate while doing the actual avoda. But when you're not doing the avoda, you have to take it off. The Ravid argues and says, no, you're even allowed to wear it when not doing the avoda. As long as you're in the base of Migdash, there's a heter to wear Big Dei Kuna. Even the shatnez shebo in the base of Migdash, it's a special heter. The Ravid argues. So it must be according to the Ravid that you the heter, we have a Ravid for the Ravid, that you're allowed to wear it even when not doing the avoda, as long as you're standing in the base of Migdash. However, others answer, the base of Levi says, no, not for the Ravid though. The Rambam says the only heter to wear klaim is when you're actually doing the avoda. So what he says is, when you wear the clothing here, it means Bigdei Kodesh, except for the Avnet. They have all three begadim. They have the Mechnasayim, the Ksonis, and the Mitzefes. The Avnet would be to the side. If he wins, then he puts on the Avnet and wears it. That will be the only heter. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We start off talking about the Machlokis, whether or not when performing Trumas Hadeshin, he wears only two begadim or four begadim. That's Machlokis in the Mishnah. We end up saying that everybody agrees they have to wear all four begadim. Just a question whether you need a pasuk to prove it or not prove it. We also address the Machlokis, whether Kohen Gadol's old clothing must be put in Geniza from Yom Kippur, or Kohen Hedor could use it for Avodah afterwards. And then the Gemara went on to discuss how much Trumas Hadeshin must be taken off. Is it based on Meiser? Is it based on Trumas Midyan? We end up concluding it's based on Kemitza, what could fit in a person's palm. And then we had the four Avodas, Erchai Misa, according to Rav, which was Zrika, Haktara, Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin. Levi added even Trumas Hadeshin. You need Avoda Matana, Avoda Tama. And Levi had the special drush of a Chaldavar to include even the Trumas Hadeshin, even though it's Avodas Asilak. We discuss Avodas Asilak in the Kosh Kedoshim is excluded according to all opinions. Even the Levi would agree that the Hautas Kaf Machta would not be subject to Chiyamisa, even though he said the Silak of Trumas Hadeshin would be subject to Chiyamisa. We discuss what about the Hecha in between, and we concluded that it must be that it's similar to the Kosh Kedoshim, where Avodas Asilak is Pata, just like Kosh Kedoshim is according to the Sheet of Levi. We went through each case of the Seder Menorah, Seder Shulchan, and Seder Haktar Maracha, whether or not why a Zar is Pata from all those, because it's not an Avodah Tamar. There's always an Avodah afterwards. The Chilik between the Halak of Menorah, which is not an Avodah, versus Halak of the Esh of Mizbech, is considered an Avodah. And then the Brises that support each Rav and Levi separately. And then why we have these repeats of Payasos in order to have that Hergesh, that Elokim Nahalik Beregesh should be a certain energy. Then the Machlokes, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheish, is whether they wore a Bigdei Kodesh or Bigdei Chol when doing the Payasos. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.